In this example, we're going to consider ratio estimation under a simple random sampling design. We're going to begin by bringing our data into WESFAR. It is currently in a SAS version 8 data file, and we will begin by clicking on the new WESFAR data file button. This will open up the input database. We will select the data set we want to bring in, and we will click on open. We need to identify some variables for WESFAR. First one we will identify is the variable that contains the full sample weight. In our example, this variable is called WT1. We highlight that variable and use the single arrow to click it into its box. Next, we're going to indicate to WESFAR that all of the remaining variables are to be treated as variables in the dataset. We click on the variables radio button and we use the button with the double arrows to move all of the variables into the variables box at one time. Next, we're going to save our data file, so we click on File, Save As, and then we click on the Save button. Next, we need to create the replicate weights. To do this, we click on Data and Create Weights. We are going to select the Jackknife 1 method of replicating the weights because we do not have stratification in our design. The only variable we need to indicate to WESFAR is called the VAR unit, and this is actually the PSU variable. In our example, the variable area contains the PSU information, and we highlight that variable, use the single arrow to click it in its box, and now we click on OK. We are again asked to save the data file. We click on Save. When we are asked to replace the data file, we are going to say yes. Saying yes or no depends on how big your data set is and how many copies that you would like to have. We will say yes to replace it, and as we can see, the replicate weights have been created. We're now ready to continue with our analysis of these data in WESFAR.